Good morning. Glad to see everyone here on this beautiful Lord's Day. I'd like to welcome any guests. Glad to have you. This morning we're continuing our series, Satan's Lies. And of course, there's tons of lies that many fall for every day. But one lie in particular I have heard so many times in whether it's movies, TV shows. And that lie is, follow your heart. And this slogan does sound brave. Follow your heart. Go where your heart leads you. But the truth is, it's leading millions upon millions down the wrong path. Why would we want to allow something to lead us when it deceives us? The heart refers to the inner self, desires, motives, feelings. And of course, the heart is not speaking of the one beating in our chest. It's speaking of this heart right here, the mind and heart. This is where it all begins. And it can mislead us so many times. Because if the heart is not guided by the Word of God, it will lead people astray. And so let's see what Scripture has to say about the heart. The heart, we know, can be deceptive. It can lie to you. As we see in our main text that was read this morning, Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 9, the heart is more deceitful than all else and is desperately sick. Who can know it? The heart, it is sick. The heart is deceitful. It sends these emotions, these feelings to cause you to want to follow after the flesh. In Proverbs 28:26, it says, he who trusts in his own heart is a fool, but he who walks wisely will escape. Here are two texts showing why we should not follow the heart, why we should not listen to the heart. It leads people astray. As we see in Proverbs here, he who trusts in his heart is a fool. Without guidance, the heart, it's like the Wild West. There's no rules, no laws to follow. It's what I decide to do, what I feel is right. But we need to understand feelings don't have the final say. In Proverbs 14:12, there's a way which seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death. We cannot build doctrine on impressions, experiences, or what seems right to me. Truth is revealed, not invented. When we take and build doctrine upon impressions, experiences, and really a very famous phrase I hear a lot, what seems right to me, it's a lie. It's based off your truth, what you believe is right. And sadly, many have fallen for that because they desire to follow the flesh. They desire to do what they want. Secondly, Jesus teaches that evil comes from within. When we look at the Jews, according to the old law, the law of Moses, they talked about the foods not to eat, because when you eat these foods that have been commanded not to eat, they defile you. But here Christ tells them in Mark chapter 7, verse 20. Mark chapter 7, verse 20. And he was saying, that which proceeds out of the man, that is what defiles the man. For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed to evil thoughts, sexual immoralities, thefts, murders, adulteries, coveting, wickedness, deceit, sensuality, envy, slander, pride, and foolishness. All these evil things proceed from within and defile the man. Sin comes from within the heart. Not this heart, but this heart. That's why I tell people our minds are important. We need to protect our minds. This is where the battle begins. And when you lose that battle, when you don't take control or fill it with the right things, your whole body will be full of darkness. It comes from within. The problem with follow your heart is that it becomes an invitation to follow the flesh. You know, I don't like to make fun of Hallmark, but it's so easy to do. Now, if you like watching Hallmark movies, that's fine. A lot of them are clean. A lot of them are, it's relaxing. It's nice to have a happy ending from time to time. But what I make fun of is you always have a young lady who has a great job, lives in the city. Well, I'm tired of this. I'm going to go do what I want to do. Leaves her six-figure job, moves back to this small town. And who, back at the city, had a great boyfriend who was working hard as well. Comes back, opens a small shop, marries the guy that she knew from high school who really isn't doing anything. And they always wear flannels too, by the way, if you ever watch those Hallmark movies. But that is what it's like following your heart. That's what they're doing. I don't feel this is right for me, so I'm going to go do this instead. And I always tell people the grass is always greener on the other side, and it is. And so it becomes an invitation to follow the flesh. That's the problem with this phrase, follow your heart. Once again, evil comes from within. Sin comes from within. That's what defiles us. Jesus never told us to follow our heart. He told us to follow His Word. When God directs His people, He doesn't say look inward. In Psalm 119, 105, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. God's word gives clarity when your emotions are noisy. It helps quiet down your emotions. It helps calm you. See, our emotions get fired up, and it's hard for us to focus. It's hard for us to see the truth. That's when we should go to the Word of God. We cannot how we feel guide us. We cannot allow how we feel to guide us. We see in places like Romans 10:17, so faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the Word of Christ. Faith is not produced by gut feelings. We have evidence. We can know what we have faith in, what we believe is true. It's not just taking a leap of faith, not going by our gut feelings. It is by revelation received and believed. As we see as well in Acts chapter 17, verse 11. Now these were more noble-minded than those in Thessalonica, for they received the word with great eagerness, examining the scriptures daily to see whether these things were so. Here were the Bereans. They were more noble-minded. They were better than those Jews in Thessalonica. And we see that what they were told, they would receive it with great eagerness and examine scriptures daily to make sure that what is being said is right, that it's according to what Scripture is saying. Once again, the Word of God is so important. That should be what guides us. That's what we should be filling our hearts and minds with, is the Word of God, not with preferences, opinions. You know, I tell people, be careful with podcasts. We have so many podcasts today. It's ridiculous in a lot of ways. And it seems like anybody who gets in front of a screen and has a microphone can say what they want. And that's where we, as Christians, need to be careful. It's what they're saying lining up with the Word of God, or is it not? Because if it's not, I'm not listening. It's so important. It's not what I prefer, but book, chapter, verse. And we as Christians need to get back to knowing book, chapter, and verse, not what I prefer. Fourth, the heart must be trained, not followed. We do need sincerity, but guess what? Sincerity without truth can be wrong. I know a lot of people who are sincere, but the words that come out of their mouth are lies. It's not truth. In Hebrews 5:14, but solid food is for the mature, who because of practice have their senses trained to discern good both and evil. Here, solid food is for the mature. What's he talking about? Spiritually mature. Those who have grown strong in their faith, who have grown closer to God. And with this practice that they have put forth, they can discern between good and evil. This is what's good in the sight of God. This is what's evil. I'm not going to do the evil. I want to do the good. They can discern that. But those who have not spiritually matured, they're tossed around like the waves in the sea by the wind. In Galatians chapter 5, verse 16, but I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not carry out the desire of the flesh. For the flesh sets its desire against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. For these are in opposition to one another, so that you do not do the things that you want. Training implies growth, discipline, and practice. You know, when we became Christians, we were newborns. We were new creations. We were babies in Christ. We needed milk, the basics given to us, taught to us. And from that, we continue to grow to the point where we now eat solid food. But if we are still in that infant stage, if we are still needing milk, then we haven't grown. We haven't spiritually matured like we should have. And let me tell you, you never stop learning. You never stop growing. I don't care if you're 90-something years old, you are continuing to learn every day. You are continuing to grow until you take your last breath. And even those who are in their 90s fall for sin. There are times that we do choose our flesh, to follow the desires of our flesh. But once again, we need to understand we are to walk by the Spirit. What does that look like? Well, that looks like following the biblical pattern. And that is, guard your heart, test your heart, and educate your heart with Scripture. It all comes back to the Word of God and what it says. Speak where the Bible speaks and submit where the Bible commands. That is what we are to do as Christians. And so, the meaning. What is the meaning? It means to follow your desires. In practice, this slogan becomes moral permission. If the heart wants revenge, it feels justified. The heart wants lust, it calls it love. If the heart wants ease, it calls sacrifice extreme. If the heart wants independence, it calls submission legalism. What the heart says when it is not trained, when it is not guided by the Word of God, it looks at sin and it calls it good. And it looks at the good and calls it bad. I know Christians within the church who have softened their views on truth. I know a brother who was called a legalist at a church camp, yet what he preached and taught was truth. So what's that saying about the individual? They've given in to their own emotions, their own desires. They've given in to the flesh. Sadly, this has found its way. This way of thinking, follow your heart, has found its way into the church, and it needs to be thrown away. It needs to be put in the trash. Scripture demands that Christ, not desire, be Lord. That is what Scripture demands. When you watch Disney, I don't know if there's any Disney fans. I'm an old Disney fan. A lot of the movies, it's, once again, you see this way of follow your heart. And I think Phil Collins, I think that's his name, he even made a song about follow your heart. It was on the Tarzan soundtrack, if people my age have ever watched Tarzan. Great movie, by the way. But follow your heart. Let your heart lead you to where you want to be. It's all about you. But that, as a Christian, that attitude does not belong. So let's put it in a better way. Here's a better biblical command. Lead your heart to God. The Bible gives a far safer alternative than follow your heart. Follow Christ, follow the Word, follow the Spirit's teaching, let the heart be corrected when it is wrong. Those are much better than follow your heart. Because what does it imply when we follow Christ? He is our priority. He is the center of our life. When we follow the Word, what's that implying? We not only believe, but we obey the gospel. The Word is the final authority. The Word is the final say on everything. Follow the Spirit's teachings. Of course, we know the Holy Spirit guides us through the Word of God. Absolutely. The Holy Spirit, of course, intercedes for us. When we can't even utter a word in prayer, it makes known what we want to say to God. And then let the heart be corrected when it is wrong. That's the hard part, because we have people who want to be right all the time, who think, no, I'm right, you're wrong. But here's the truth. The Word of God, when we come to believe, when we hear and believe the Word, and we decide to give our life to Christ, we're allowing our heart to be corrected. Knowing what I am doing is wrong, how I am living is sinful, I need to change. When we follow our heart and it's not guided by the Word of God, there is no change. We stay as we are. But another issue that we fall into as Christians is that we, when our heart condemns us, we become discouraged. We become hopeless. But we need to understand God is greater than the heart. In 1 John chapter 3, verses 20 through 21, in whatever our heart condemns us, for God is greater than our heart and knows all things. Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence before God. The heart is not the highest court. God is. There have been moments in my life where I've allowed my heart to condemn me and discourage me and to keep me low. But here's the thing. God is higher. He's the highest court. He is the one who has the right to either condemn or to save. Not your heart. Satan uses our hearts against us. That's one thing we need to remember when we allow feelings or emotions to guide us astray. Satan uses your heart against you all the time. But we need to remember to go back to the Word of God and to remind ourselves. So follow your heart. When we look at this slogan today, it is a lie. People want to follow the flesh. That's what it's all about. They want to do what they see as fit for them. But the truth is, you're not going to be judged by your emotions, by your feelings. You're going to be judged by Christ on the day of judgment, and it's going to be by His Word. This is the most important thing in our life, and we need to be filling our mind and heart with the Word of God every day. Basic instructions before leaving earth. This is how we get to heaven right here. This is how we know how to get to heaven. It's not by our feelings or emotions, but by what the Word of God says. So this morning, if you're not a Christian, understand you're lost. Don't allow your feelings or your emotions to tell you otherwise, because what it's going to tell you is you're okay. But the Word of God says and tells us what we need to do to be saved, to be in Christ. So if you're not a Christian this morning, I pray and hope that you decide to follow Christ, to fill your mind and heart with God, to walk by the Spirit, not by the flesh. And this is how you do it. We must hear the Word and believe the Word. But then there are conditions. There are terms to be followed. You must repent of your sins. That means changing. Not remaining the same, but changing your life. Doing a complete 360 in your life. Turning back to God and putting away sin. And then you must confess your faith in Christ. Those who confess me before men, I will confess before my Father. Those who deny me before man, I will deny before my Father. But it doesn't stop there like so many teach. We must believe and we must obey. And by obeying, we come and understand that we are to be immersed for the forgiveness of our sins. Acts 2:38, Acts 22:15 and 16, and so forth. We see this is what we are called to do. And when we are being immersed, our old self is being put to death, buried in the likeness of Christ, never to be seen again. And the blood of Christ comes over and washes away our sins. And when we raise out of that water, we are a new creation, a perfect being. But it doesn't stop there. We must remain faithful, Hebrews 10:23. And that means doing as the Word of God commands. But if there's anyone here who was a Christian and have gone astray, there's still time to be reconciled to God, to come forward, to repent, and help and allow the church to help you in any way. Understand God loves you and the church loves you. We want to take as many as we can with us to heaven. So if you're here this morning, you need any assistance, come while we stand and while we sing.